from Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? In some of my reading, I ran across a striking hypothetical scenario with a riveting question. Your family and your best friend's family have decided to go camping together. Four adults and six kids set out full of excitement. Along the way, it dawns on you that you forgot to bring a container for the water. So you check with your friend, and he thought you brought it. So as you drive along in your two-car caravan, your friend spots a large container in a roadside ditch, so he stops and picks it up. The container has a skull and crossbones on its outside with poison in big letters. He shakes the container and some liquid sloshes around on the inside. So he removes the top and pours the poisonous liquid out. When you arrive at the campsite, he goes over to an area that has pure filtered water. He fills the container up and he brings it back to camp, intending clearly for everyone to share the water. Would you and your family be willing to drink out of that container? Of course you would not. Why? Because if the container is contaminated, so is the water. In a similar way, God can never accept the so-called goodness that emanates from the unconverted human heart, no matter how good it looks outwardly, how proud it makes us feel, or how complimentary the attention it draws. Why? Because God sees the heart, the container, if you will, from which those so-called good works come, as contaminated with evil. Listen carefully to the truth about the human heart that has yet to turn many people completely away from sin, cause them to believe in the sacrificial substitutionary death of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, and compel them to receive Jesus as Lord. From Jeremiah 17:9, we learn the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? The Bible has something to say about all of the good that is done by all of us before we trust Jesus for salvation and begin to follow him as Lord. From Isaiah 64, verse 6, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. In Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus said, from within, out of the heart of men, proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, as well as deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. And finally, from Apostle Paul's pen, under the inspiration and direction of the Holy Spirit, Titus 1, verse 14 reminds us, to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their mind and their conscience are defiled. Therefore, there must be a way for us to rid ourselves of our sinful, natural human hearts that we're born with and be given a new heart. And thank God there is a way. He tells us in Ezekiel 36, verses 25 through 27, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. This, my friends, happens when, by God's grace, we choose faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior and are born again, made new, and become children of God. John 1, verses 12 and 13 tells us, as many as received him, that is Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Romans 6, verse 13 exhorts us, do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness. Therefore, friends, as followers of Jesus Christ with the promises of his ever-presence and help through this life and eternity with him in heaven, we should do everything possible willingly and by the aid of the Holy Spirit to live clean lives by evading and avoiding defilement from sin so we can accomplish the will of God for us. Make no mistake, saving faith in and faithful obedience to Jesus Christ is the only way that we dodge the defilement of our sin-filled world and live holy, righteous lives for God's glory. One or the other will consume us and control us. And so, make sure that you choose Jesus. I'm Jack Manor, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.